Tim Clark, who's a busy man. He's got a big book tomorrow at Rose Hill, joins me now. Morning, Tim. How are you?
Morning, Cozzy. Yeah, very well, thanks.
You've got a great book of rides, Tennessee Tango in the first from the John Thompson camp. This is a nice and Costa del Lago filly out of a great family, and it was a nice win the other day.
Yeah, she seems to be progressing well, and she just got there in time. At Canterbury the other day, and beating a pretty smart filly too, I'd say in Sasso Corbara. So yeah, there's definitely any fluke in the win. She ran well first start in the race, so she's made nice natural improvement, which John's horses seem to do. And so it's a little bit of a harder race on Saturday, but getting it 1400 looks like it's going to be ideal for her. And I expect her to be hitting the line well again.
Yeah, on that run the other day, when Josh Parr rode at the 1200, she was just getting wound up the last bit.
Yeah, that's right. You know, in all the, she's come back a better filly this time in, and she's hit the line really well at both her starts this preparation. And, stretching at the 1400 looks ideal for her. She really looks like she's going to appreciate the 1400 on a bigger track.
Now, just speaking with Kim Warren, you're riding Heady Heights for her in the second. And it's interesting, she said earlier on in the year with the summertime, she suffered from heat stress.
Yeah, she doesn't cope with the heat very well at all. So, obviously, this time of the year is going to be much better suited for her. And, she returned in really good order first up. Ideally, I would have loved her to draw a softer gate where she just didn't have to give away ground to get in. You know, she's a little bit one-dimensional that she has to be ridden quiet, but as I said, she's returning good order. She'll appreciate stepping out to 1350, and she'll be hitting the line strong again tomorrow.
Tim, I'm tipping a few jockeys suffer from heat stress on those days too when you're doing it hard with not much in the belly.
Yeah, exactly. Majority of them cope with it really well, and she's a real liver chestnut, and she just seems to the heat and the humidity really seems to strike her. So they've done the right thing by tipping her out after her run at Gosford, and it's, I heard Kim say a little bit earlier, getting back to these winter months where temperatures are down, and it's gonna really help her sort of race to her best.
Now, Maddie Dale at Canberra can always find a good horse in the third. He's put you on surprise party. It won first up at Canberra, then went to Maruya and finished down the track, and they gave it a little fresh and brought it back at Goulburn, and it won nicely there. It's had another let up.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters what sort of form Maddie's horses are in. When they're nominated for a highway, you've got to respect them. And obviously this filly's got really strong credentials behind her, winning two out of her three starts. And, he's a really good trainer, Maddie, and places him really well. And I'm sure this filly will be ready to go. And, she's from a nice barrier. She's got nice gate speed. She'll put herself right in a good spot and be hard to beat.
Now, Bjorn Baker's leg, he was going to leg you up on the fourth on Live to Dream, and this has got a terrific strike rate. A couple of times it's been trapped off the track, but it's still won. It's been impressive, hasn't it?
She's having a great first preparation. This is the first time she steps out to Saturday grade, and she hasn't been helped with the barrier draw either, but she just seems a filly that continues to improve, and Bjorn's horses have been racing really well, and when they've struck form, they've been able to hold it. So if she has any sort of luck from the barrier, she's going to be hard to hold out. There looks to be a fair bit of speed, so she might be able to slot in just behind the speed somewhere. So if she can get some sort of run from the gate, she should run well.
An interesting point you made, Tim. First prep, she's had five runs already and just held the form. You don't often find babies, three-year-olds like that, that just keep tough and keep producing every run, do you?
No, that's right. Normally you only get a couple of runs out of them at most. But saying that, she's nearly four now, so obviously they've been patient with her and let her mature. And it's not as though she's just like a weak little two-year-old or anything like that. I saw her. She's a nice filly, strong enough filly, and you know, she's obviously coping with that workload well. So Bjorn, while they're coping with it, he can continue to bring her to the races.
Now, Jan Bowen's giving you the ride on Eminent Duke in the next, and this horse didn't have any luck at all first up at Dubbo. Struck the heavy eight the next start at Randwick. So, on paper, you can almost disregard a little bit of this form.
Yeah, you know, wasn't beaten too far last time either. So, awkward barrier probably is not going to help. But hopefully he can turn his form around a little bit. He probably just needs to find a couple of lengths.
All right, now Greg Hickman's going to pop you onto Top Striker. He thought this would nearly win the other day and ran a terrific race.
Yeah, this is my first ride on him and looking forward to it. He ran great first up without much luck, and that form's really strong behind Kalander, who won the Ramorny during the week. If he can get a card across from his wide barrier by Prince Famous and maybe get outside the leader, he's going to be hard to hold out. He's got good second up stats, and I'm sure he won't be too far away. He's a pretty consistent horse, and Greg does a good job with them, and it'll be nice to ride another winner for Greg. It's been a while between drinks, so hopefully we can combine and get one tomorrow.
Now, the Winter Stakes, classic uniform for Gary Moore. This horse is an ultra-consistent horse. He's had the one run back. Do you think he'll need another one, or do you think he might show tomorrow?
He is a better horse. once he gets up maybe over sort of a mile and beyond. He's a real typical Al Mahar. Just tough, and every time he goes out for a spell, he goes out after hard campaigns, and he comes back bigger and stronger every time. So, said whatever I thought his first up run was excellent. I thought it was a real eye-catching run. As you said, though, Cozzy, whether he might need another one and get up out over a little bit further, that remains to be seen. But I reckon he's come back in really good order. He's drawn terrible and probably going to be better suited when he gets to a track with a bit more give in the ground. He's got great sort of soft track form. But, I think keep an eye on him over the winter. I think he can win another good race.
All right, Collateral coming back a little bit in distance. It's been a terrific form, and you're hopping on board for Bjorn Baker tomorrow over the 2,000.
Yeah, he's been flying this horse. I've had three rides on him for three wins, and he's another one of them Bjorn horses that has hit form and has really held his form through the last 6 weeks or so. And look, he's coming back in distance, but I think he'll handle that no worries. He won well at Rose Hill a few starts ago when I rode him, and he's had a couple of runs over the mile and a half now, so he's going to be really tough and hard fit. He's going to take plenty of holding out from a good barrier. Hopefully we can be a little bit closer in the run tomorrow. And he gives his all, and I think this is a very winnable race for him.
Queen Misty for Les Bridge in the last, ultra-consistent mare. You've ridden at the two runs back from the spell. They've both been beauties.
Yeah, she's crying out to win a race. She's her first two runs back have been terrific. She hit the line really well first up. She was much closer to the speed second up in a really slowly run 1,400, and she was only narrowly beaten. So, yeah, she's really knocking on the door. The barrier does her no favours tomorrow, but said she's a very consistent mare and he's never far away, and she definitely deserves another win.
Well, you got a great book of rides here tomorrow, Tim. You're going to be a busy man. Which is your pick?
Probably Collateral and Top Striker. Probably the two I'd expect to really show up tomorrow and be hard to beat.
All right. Well, great to catch up. You'll actually have to go one better than your brother-in-law, Josh Parr, getting the money in the Grafton Cup yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was a terrific ride and a great result for him. And tough little horse, that horse. And I think about 14 or 15 months ago, I won a 1,000-metre race on him first up at Randwick. So
gee whiz.
He's won from all distances and a tough little horse, and he kept sticking his head out for Josh there yesterday, which is great.
He looked about the 500 or 600 to think, oh, we might be in a spot of bother here, but when they went up to him, but he kept finding.
Yeah, he sure did, and you know, again, Adrian's horses they're pretty tough to get past, so especially when they're in the form that he's been in. So they're gonna find it tough to get past him, which they couldn't.
Terrific. Well, good to catch up, Tim. Good luck tomorrow too.
Beauty, Cozzy. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Clark there. And Josh Parry, his brother-in-law, won the Grafton Cup yesterday on supply and demand.